76. So we're hoping to do a two-part, and that'll be over several years because of just the way it's situated. But the letter that we sent last week was, here's the traffic study, here's the information. So you can see the need that's there. Here's documentation for it. But also requesting, when we get to that point, we would ask that they don't hesitate to provide the permit that we'll need to get that done. So, of course, first will be the middle school. And I haven't talked to Devin since, I guess, last month that we met. But hopefully that we can get that done by the summer. It'd be really nice. And then move on to the next campus, which would be the elementary. But the school's going to do what we can and partner with the Kane County Road and Bridge. They're the one that's going to really do the heavy lifting. But if we can provide the resources and the engineering and stuff, we'll do that.
What is the scope of the improvement at the elementary school?
As far as the turn lanes and the distances and all that?
I'm wondering, Devin, if we couldn't get that down to Coon Creek Road and put that elementary school band and that, all of that stuff in there, and get an acceleration lane off of Coon Creek and work on that intersection.
There's
just
a good chance of it, the way it's built, right? All the traffic going in and out now.
Yep.
You know, the turn lane to be extended further up.
Yep.
And then Carlos, like you said, majority of the accidents are when they're headed towards Coon Creek westbound. You know, there's that hump right there where they're trying to turn into the school, trying to get a turn lane from around Mandolin all the way down to there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a crosswalk or pedestrian bridge, all of it's been talked about. The pedestrian bridge, you're looking at $2 million bucks.
Which with the ADA, you know, I think at this point, the best, as far as for safety, it's got to be for the traffic across there. And that's why I choose between the crosswalk on there. No, it's not safe now. It's not going to get safer putting a turn lane in there. So it'll be the turn lanes would be the, at both facilities would be our, where we're headed. If we can get a bridge over that, that would be really nice. But we'll bite off one thing.
And some of that stuff, you know, we think about bridges, that area there might be a candidate for a tunnel under the road. You'd have a drainage thing you have to mess with, but you might.
I know, but it all goes back to, again, I'm not trying to be mean, but, you know, MoDOT should be doing better with their fuel tax increasing every year now. You know, help out a little bit. I mean, he's pedestrian crosswalk. Why should he have to fund it? You know,
Well, right now we need to get a little bit more, feel the love a little bit more from MoDOT than what we're doing, because it isn't happening right now.
This may be off subject. Does anybody have a problem with keeping employees or finding employees?
Yeah.
I think we've got the biggest empty slots that I've ever seen in the city there.
The better question is there anybody that's not?
Yeah.
Crazy.
They informed us there at Herman Lumber, if they have a heartbeat, hire everyone that walks through the door.
Yeah.
We'll sort them out after the fact, but if we can keep bodies there, keep stuff moving. You know.
I've been getting quite a few applications. We're only down two people, and I could have really filled by now, but I've just been holding up.
I had one backhoe operator leave, and I've got another one possibly leaving, and sign shop techs. It's crazy.
I was just at this workforce summit before I came here today, and they've got some ideas that I think might help us some. This housing that they're talking about here. And there's a couple of other housing projects, plus you guys just got approved for an MHDC, 43 units. And some of these are in walking distance to jobs. And, of course, Sycamore Springs is our last one that we've really done multiple units on. That was designed there because they could walk to jobs. Transportation's a big problem. We heard from a group today that's been pretty dang successful with scooters. And they're highway capable, 50-mile-an-hour scooters, 60-mile-an-hour scooters. And they've been able to work with some of these housing developments to get people to and from work and not having us have to haul them to there or haul them to here. And they don't have broken down old cars and all that. They maintain them, they do stuff, and they lease them. So that's the first time I've heard any positive thing that could actually work. People on bicycles getting out in the street and that kind of stuff, plus the hills we have. The scooters do all that stuff. The 11-degree day or whatever it was the day that the scooter company came down to demonstrate. They didn't know it was going to be 11 degrees. They rode from Rockaway Beach to the Chamber of Commerce office. It took them 30 minutes. They said it really, if you dress warm, it really wasn't that much of a problem. I think a little of that's baloney. But still, they move around. They had the times. Like for us, from Southtown to White River Mountain apartments, 7 minutes that you can ride your scooter down there. If you and walking, you know, it'd take hour and a half, hour to walk down there. So a lot better. So I don't know if that'll ever get off the ground. They're going to do some test firing and some of those things, but I heard some pretty positive stuff at the workforce development things today. But, yeah. Filling jobs is going to be a problem for a long, long time.
Yep. They still have Puerto Rico people coming back?
No. Puerto Rico is done right now because Puerto Rico's COVID problems and all their other stuff is the same as ours. So that we will go back to Puerto Rico. We've hired about 1,200 that are permanent since the Puerto Rico project started. But we were short over 2,000 jobs. At the beginning of that, we hired 1,200. We're still short 2,000. And all of this success story takes people to fill those jobs, including my $300 million water park. So, anyway.
Yeah, definitely doesn't look like it's going to get any easier anytime soon.
One issue we've heard a lot of them talking about in the Branson-Hollister area both, and we face it there at the stores, we have a lot of employees that have been there 20 years. Well, now you're trying to reach out and hire new employees, and you're having to offer higher wages. Mm-hmm. But what about the ones left behind that have been there working for you for 20 years? So yep. The company's having to go through and get that up before they can offer it on the other side.
Yep. So, that's called wage compression, and we're all involved with wage compression. It's exactly what you're explaining.
Yeah, why do street workers want to come to work for us? We may make as much money at McDonald's, not out there swinging a weed eater or something. You know?
Yeah.
A lot safer, too.
Most of them need to be looking at benefits that most of the younger people don't.
Yeah.
I've had them ask me if they'd get paid more with no benefits. I'm like, our benefit package to me is to die for.
Yeah. Well, ours is. We've got great benefits.
The younger generation doesn't look at them.
And sometimes when you're young, it's whether you can't feed benefits to your kids. You know, some of them points. Down the road, it's going to be much better for you.
Feed them to your grandkids later on.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't think that.
Yep. That's the thing. Sometimes it's.
Well, the question is, do your kids want to feed you? Their kids are going to have to feed them if they don't take any benefits and get started on that.
I've worked for Shepherd of the Hills for 49 years, and they've got great benefits. It's called Social Security.
Well, all of us have a story. I started in the Army at $80 a month. But I draw an Army retirement now.
Yeah.
So there was some years in there where it wasn't easy to make ends meet. But I'm going to tell you what. You have to put away a lot of money in a savings account to be able to draw an annuity every month.
Oh, yeah.
And so the 80 buck a month, I forgot all about the 80 buck a month times, and now I'm pretty happy with that. So, yeah. Got to think about that both ways.
Yep, sure.
We have nothing else. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Have a motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, ma'am.
You as well. You guys have any friends or family that'd be interested in driving to school?